You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here's Michelle. Michelle, good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
You seem surprised.
Hello. Well, hello there.
I've never gotten through. I've been in the queue before for any number of things, but I've never gotten through.
Well, here you are. It's now's your time to shine.
How does it feel to finally be on the show?
Well, now I'm nervous.
Oh, really?
I can hear it in your voice.
Because of the hundreds of thousands of people who are not only listening, but severely judging you right now?
Around the world, too.
Maybe. Thanks, Don.
You're welcome. That's why I'm here, Michelle. All right, I got to know, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Hiking with the dogs.
Where'd you go?
We went to Boulder Area. One's recovering from knee surgery, so we don't do anything too stressful, but she's up to 3 miles. She's doing great.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You think
the
she's
dog
doing good.
Had knee surgery?
What's that?
The dog had knee surgery?
She did. Yes, yeah, she...
And then you took her on 3 miles.
It's been 3 months. We've worked up to it. The vet
I've never thought
okay.
of dogs having knees, but I guess they do.
Sure they do.
Hadn't thought of it that way. I have never heard anyone talk about a dog's knee.
Where they bend.
I've heard of the bee's knees. I've never heard of a dog's knees.
That whole time,
That's
that
funny.
Dog in his mind was like, what are you doing to me?
Yeah.
No,
what are you
no,
doing?
No, she's good. Oh, you're right. Probably for the first 48 hours post-op, she said, what the hell?
What? How did she hurt her knee?
Buddy back. She blew out her ACL. And her meniscus chasing
playing flag football.
What are we talking about here? Are you talking about a Bronco player or your dog? I mean, this is funny to me.
How much did this cost you for surgery?
I don't want to say.
Sure you do. Come on.
Tell us.
It was about $4,000.
$4,000.
See, I would have thought it was more than that even.
How old's the dog?
She is 12.
Well,
I can tell you what I would have done.
Now we all get into that full discussion.
12 going on 7.
Sure, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's that in dog years, 12?
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for you. It's your fur baby.
Know, we love our little companions. We love them to death.
They're our hiking buddies.
I don't think I could put a price tag really on if Niles the weirdo needed some sort of treatment. I'm sure.
And he's even if he was like 15.
Well, that's the thing. I mean,
you start doing the math.
Not to be insensitive, and Michelle, we're taking you. And what's your dog's name, by the way?
Lucy.
Limpy.
We're taking you and Limpy out of the conversation here, but I mean, a lot of people have dealt with that. If your animal is 14, 15, 16 years old, and you're like, well...
You start doing the math on how long, and, you know, will it make
him
comfortable?
Give him a crutch or something, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. Lots of factors.
All right.
All right. What do you do for a living?
I knew you were going to ask that. I'm a veterinarian.
Well, you did. Was that your discount then?
I kind of fudged that. There was more of a discount, yeah.
Oh, so it's probably zero for you.
No, I wish.
No?
Because you don't do this specialized type of surgery, I'm guessing.
That is correct. I do not.
Okay.
So you still had to pay somebody. But what would it have been if you didn't, like, know a guy, that kind of thing? What would it have
probably
cost?
Probably closer to $5,500.
Yeah, Laura just texted in on our text line. She said her dog's knee surgery cost $5,000 for this first leg and $6,000 for her other leg.
So
Laura,
she spent $11,000 on
11,
her dog's legs.
Her bionic legs for the dog.
Wow.
Damn. Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
So we're just talking here, Michelle, but I mean we have I don't want to say that. Maybe I'll use my internal editor. You know what I will say is that people who do that, they know that people's emotions and hearts will get them to bust out the credit card. So
absolutely.
So you know that people are going to.
Not always. I mean, they don't have to go to surgery, but that's a topic for another day.
I know, but I mean, what? All it takes is a certain percentage of 11. That, like, Laura's in on, you know, for $11,000. That is just one dog with this one vet. I mean, right. How many of those do you need? You know, a month. You know, you can find three a month. What's 30 grand for your business just with three patients? That's pretty good.
Michelle, I do need to ask you, like, what have you seen that dogs have swallowed, that they've come in and they've swallowed something?
Underwear, wedding rings, whole rawhide chews, whole bully sticks. It's insane what they eat.
Down needles. It goes, huh? Yeah, needles. I've heard that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Underpants is a biggie, though, huh?
That's just the grossest thing in the world. But, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we might try it.
Maybe it might be delicious. We don't know.
Dogs know something we don't know.
Yum, 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 yum.
They get together and they're talking. They're like, these idiots don't know how to eat underwear.
Her panties are delicious.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Oh. Well,
what,
what a job.
Fundies? No, fundies are the ones that two people put on.
Oh, right. Right, right, right.
Have you seen those, Michelle?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Fundies is this product. Somebody got that for me as a white elephant gift several years ago. It's a pair of underwear, but it's got four leg holes in it. So, like, two people are supposed to put them on at the same time.
Get it?
That's bizarre. What are people doing?
Good eating. That is good eating.
Oh, Michelle, what the hell? Well, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready to give it a try?
Sure.
This one is so easy. If you don't get it, shame on you. And those hundreds of thousands of people are really going to judge you harshly.
Let's give it a try.
What can you do? What more can you do? Amen. We give it a try. 10 seconds. Give us the names of five different kinds of fish. Five different fish. Ready? And go!
Bass, trout, goldfish, betta fish, catfish.
Yeah, that's five.
That's about
actually.
It. Yeah.
You did it all without even throwing in a salmon. That's
no
really
salmon,
good.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy. I forgot that.
No tilapia. What's your favorite fish, Michelle?
What is my favorite fish? I guess I'd have to go with halibut. Which
just for the hell of it.
Too.
All right.
Yeah, like a pecan crusted halibut or something.
Ooh, fancy.
That sounds good.
You're a
winner! Well done.
Thank you. That's great.
See, you were all nervous and worried. You were not only in the queue this time, but you actually won. Isn't that cool?
That's very cool. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Hey, we're glad your dog is on the mend. And if you will please stand by, Joshua is going to chat with you about your prize, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a great day, gentlemen.
You too.
You
well. Nice talking
Thank
with
you. Thank you for being on the show. Jennifer, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, I can't say kids softball, so
Correct.
We'll go with watching the Bronco game with family every Sunday.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, okay.
What were your snacks?
I mean, it was bean casserole.
Bean casserole?
Yep, that's what my mother-in-law made.
That sounds bean like casserole. A gas fest.
I was going to say a little farty party going on there.
Yep. Is that what happened?
And then we brought the desserts. No,
what'd you bring?
No, my
Rolaids?
Yeah, the Tums.
What was the dessert you brought?
Just chocolate chip cookies and peanut butter cookies and brownies.
All right.
Homemade or prepackaged?
Just prepackaged because we had a busy weekend.
All right. Okay. Underwhelmed by the dessert.
Yeah, I
Here's
know.
Here's a package of Chips Ahoy, everyone. Dig in.
Oh, no. They came at least from the bakery section.
Oh,
well,
that's
okay.
A different story.
That's a slight step up.
Yeah, that's a different
I story. Did an impulse buy the other day where I was at Safeway and I bought the bag of the bakery chocolate chip cookies, you know.
And? Mm-hmm.
They taste like you're a kid again. You know, sneaking the cookie out of the... the free cookie or whatever. Mm-hmm. They were good. Exactly. They're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody showed up at one of the, I don't know why I remember this so many years later, but somebody showed up at a party at my house and they brought a thing of cookies and it was from some, you know, grocery store bakery or whatever. And they were pretty good size, like chocolate chunk cookies or whatever. And my first thought when they brought in and they set that down, I was like, hey, way to go all out. You know, stopped at the grocery store and picked up a $4 package of, you know, cookies. Yeah. But I got to tell you something. Could be one of the top three cookies
really?
I've ever had in my life.
You turned into a little chocolate chunk.
Yes.
After you were done with them.
It was one of the best grocery store cookies I have ever had.
Albie, go to hell.
I was like, whoa.
Jennifer, do you work?
Count on that.
Nope, I'm a stay-home mom.
Nice.
How many you got?
I got three.
What's the age range?
Well, my oldest is 23, then I have 17 and 10.
So you're really only staying home for the 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to say I was retired, but my mom didn't like that too much. So now I just say I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Right. Okay. What's your 10-year-old into these days?
She's the one that plays softball, girls softball.
Okay.
So she's into that and playing video games and
vaping
with her friends. Oh, no vaping.
Oh, okay.
That Jennifer knows of.
No, we don't do that in our house, but my in-laws family, they vape. And so my husband saw a meme online and he said, it said my first vape, and we said that's what we're going to buy our nephew for Christmas this year.
Like a little Tykes vape kit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. Well, you say not in your house,
funny,
but I mean,
you don't know
what your daughter's doing, you know, after practice, you know, with some
of her
friends.
She could be vaping like crazy right after they take shots.
Yeah.
Well, she's around us pretty much, but, you know, I'd worry about the other two more than the 10-year-old.
Oh, they're pretty wild, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, they're not. They're not wild.
Do you have a vice?
No. Oh, well, you know, sometimes I shop. When I get stressed, I go shopping. I'm a shopaholic.
I wonder if that's our 7 o'clock segment for
tomorrow. Your vice?
What's your vice?
Yeah.
I mean,
they
might all be
good.
The same thing over and over again, but maybe not.
I wasn't expecting shopping.
Yeah, we could ask for people who have slightly unusual vices.
Besides smoking and drinking and porn. What's your vice? Yeah,
I don't do that, so
none of that.
Be shopping. I just buy craft supplies that I don't need constantly.
A lot of you're crafting
you
like crazy.
You sound like
huh?
a pretty straight arrow, Jennifer. If you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, I am because my dad's a police officer, so I grew up, you know, pretty good.
I get it.
I totally get it. But I mean, my dad was a first sergeant, and I grew up with a ton of discipline, and I really was, but I've noticed as I get older that I'm starting to not be as
straight arrow. Oh, watch out. Dom's living on the edge.
Well, Jeremy knows
he's
the
eating store-bought cookies.
Jeremy knows what the 1990s were like for me, was like out of control, and I always said it was because of the way I was raised. It's like preacher's kids. Right?
Yeah.
Who are the wildest kids in school? It was always the preacher's kids.
The problem is I'm allergic to alcohol, so, you know, I can't get crazy with it.
Well, that doesn't keep you away from the porn. You could craft and watch porn all day long.
She might be making the porn for all we know.
You could crochet a pee-pee ding-ding if you wanted.
I'm just a little suspicious of people who are such straight arrows. I'm like, what? Like, when they're in the house by themselves and no one's around, like, what's going on?
Oh, I get freaky, you know.
Yeah, with your needle point.
There's some audio for you right there,
I
Jeremy.
I get freaky. We'll hold on to that.
We're going
to
use that audio.
You're funny.
I can't tell you how much I've loved talking to you, Jennifer. I wish you could play the game, but we already had a winner. But we loved chit-chatting with you. So.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
See you later. She truly is like just like a sweet, gentle human.
She really
totally.
Is. She is like, I don't know.
Just hanging, wandering the halls or the aisles at Hobby Lobby, you know?
She's got a secret, I'm telling you right now. That woman has got
She's killed three people.
Well, maybe, but I mean... She
with her crochet hook.
She's got a secret.
I don't know.
Taryn, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I went leafing.
Leafing? It's time.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the
Where'd
end of leafing.
Where did you go?
Pikes Peak Region area.
Never heard of it.
Colorado Springs. Mm.
Did you stop for a little beverage at the Broadmoor when you were done?
No, but I did go to like an Oktoberfest on the way home after kind of like drove through like Pikes Peak Region. And then we went to stay the night with my friend in Colorado Springs, went to a pumpkin patch, kind of. Yeah, it's called Long Neck Pumpkin Farm or something. Yeah, it was cool. They had like a lot of like little games that they did, like bowling and tetherball. And like, I haven't seen tetherball in a while.
All with pumpkins?
Well, and then a pumpkin patch. They had.
Can you imagine? That would be hilarious.
I want a tether ball with a pumpkin at the end of it.
Tether pumpkin.
No, because that ball would be pretty heavy.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Instead of tether ball, it would be tether gourd.
I mean, it's already dangerous enough, you know? The ball comes back and hits you.
Yeah, you get that string wrapped around your neck.
I was like a tether ball champion in fifth grade.
Really?
I won the school tether ball championship in fifth grade. But tether gourd sounds like a lot more fun. Okay.
Most schools now, they take away the, like, balls. Like, so you'll still see, like, the tether ball, but they take the balls away because it became such, like, a danger.
So it was just a rope hanging there?
You're telling me.
They take the rope down. It's, like, gone. Like, if you go to most schools, you don't see that anymore.
What?
You're saying schools have got no balls?
First dodgeball and now this?
What is this world coming to? Can you?
Did they leave the pole?
The tennis tournaments have got to be so quiet. It's like just people swinging rackets.
No, but really, do they leave the pole?
Yeah, the pole's been there. I've seen them at multiple schools. You just see the.
Yeah.
The
well,
pole,
you gotta have something
pole.
For the dancing.
You gotta. Yeah, that's what the kids are into now.
They're doing the dancing.
Working the pole instead of playing tetherball.
Doesn't hurt anybody.
And they just never dug it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
We're raising a bunch of wussy kids, man.
Truth. Hashtag right? Truth. Hashtag truth.
I wasn't even joking about the dodgeball. That's been removed from a lot of schools.
Oh yeah,
somebody might get hurt.
For many years, yeah, gotta protect. Where's my children?
Where's
thing?
The dodgeball sound? We have a rubber ball. Yep, yeah, that's it.
That's pretty much America in a microcosm. Taryn, we got to run. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
All right, thank you.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, I enjoyed that today.
It was fine.